Okay, I guess we can begin the interview now, now that I've figured out how to work the tape machine. Let me know a little about yourself. As we started before, tell me your name, about where you grew up, your education, all those sorts of things, and I'll try and remind you if you run out of things to say. I'm sure you've got a lot more to say than we've got tape, okay?
Okay, I'm Jim, and I was born about 10-15 miles west of where we live here now. It was known as the Leith Place in those days, and Sankets live there now. I was born November 23rd, 1915. And we didn't live there very long, a year or two, and I don't even remember it. And
can I interrupt? What's the name of this place right here? What's the official name? Or is this a rural?
Well, we used to be known as the we were Jim and Beth and our family was raised here, and we were part of a family corporation.
So the entire area would be called, you could call it the
ranch. Yes, the ranch, Wyoming.
And you were telling me a little about your family. You were born to who are your
Well, this area in here used to be known as the Divide community.
Uh-huh.
Used to be just a post office where we got our mail, but that's been discontinued many years ago. And my father and mother were Jay and Mary Jay. Are you interested in how they got here, or anything
certainly
about that? They both, my mother's family came out in about 1910. I think really probably they got here first. Her parents took up a homestead. And when she got to be 21, she took up a homestead, which is about 7 miles straight west, you know, straight through from where we live here. And the family, we don't have it, but part of the family still owns her homestead at this point.
That's just up the road here?
Yes, 7 miles. It's the first place you come to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I've been to all of them today.
Is that right?
Looking for you.
Okay. My father came out about that same time in 1910 and took up a homestead the last day of 1910.
Where were they from? Where was he from?
Well, my mother's folks come from Iowa.
Uh-huh.
And my father came from South Dakota. And he filed on his homestead the last day of 1910. Farther west. We don't own that anymore. It was sold at some time during their dealings for some other land, I suppose. And then he came out in 1913. He would spend the required amount of time here in Wyoming on the homestead, and then he would go back to South Dakota, where he came from, and there was work there. There wasn't much work here. And he would go back there and work, and come back to Wyoming to be on the homestead.